Hello, you lovely lot. I wanted to take a moment to share an exciting announcement with you all. I will be doing a live show for Happy Mum, Happy Baby at the Podcast Show in London on the 22nd of May. This will be a live episode of this very podcast featuring me and a very special, soon to be announced, guest. Get ready for a candid conversation, unfiltered truths, laughs, invaluable non-judgmental advice, and lived experiences. Dive into the complexities of parenting while juggling work, relationships, and personal growth. And we'll be talking beyond the baby years. As well as the live episode, the show will also include a Q&A with both me and my guest. Tickets go on sale this Friday the 26th of April at 10 a.m, but anyone who is part of the Happy Mum Happy Baby newsletter will be getting early access to tickets on Wednesday the 24th of April at 10 a.m. To sign up to the newsletter and for more information about the event, please head to happymumhappybaby.com/events. I can't wait to see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome to another episode of Happy Mum, Happy Baby, the podcast. This week's guest, she's sighing already. She's a little bit nervous, I don't know why. She's a member of Girls Aloud. She's part Girls Aloud.
Yep.
Actress, singer. She's nodding her head
along. It's been known. Yep.
Blogger. Columnist.
Times,
it's all in there. It's Kimberly Walsh.
Hello.
I always get funny listing the credentials.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is that right? You got it wrong with that Middleton. It was quite...
awkward.
Yeah, with an SAS guy, you just don't want to get his credentials wrong.
No, not ideal.
No, but now I know I'm never going to forget them.
That's true. Should you ever need them again? Yeah. I do so many different things. I'm like, just throw a few in
just
there
whatever.
And you'll be right.
You'll probably be right on some level.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the most important one is you're mummy to two boys.
I am.
Bobby and Cole.
Yes.
Baby Cole. Are we still calling him Baby Cole?
We're still calling him Baby Cole, and it's because he's a one syllable name I've worked out. Because I'm like, okay, he's like 15 months now and he's still Baby Cole to me. Because everybody in our family is like at least a two syllable and they all usually end in Y. Like, we've got so many kids' names that end in Y. And so Cole's just on his own, so yeah, he's still Baby Cole. Bobby calls him Coley. But I don't know if I like that, so I'm going with Baby Cole.
He'll be like 25. Baby Cole.
Baby Cole. Yeah, he is a cutie.
So we have had play dates before. Me and Kimberly did this thing where we decided to meet up. We both got two boys. We were like, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Let's put them together. And we both messaged each other before the date happened to say, just so you know, the boys are really wild.
But I genuinely knew that Bobby was in the worst, like, three-nager zone that I'd experienced to date. Before that, I'd be happy to meet anybody. I could trust him completely. And I just hit that realm of, okay, I don't know what he's going to do. So I felt like I had to put this disclaimer out there to you.
But I do that every time. Every time we have a play date, I'm just like, just to cover myself.
Yeah, but I was right, wasn't I? Boy, was he wild. I left your house and I was like, never again.
It's so funny because I saw your husband a few nights later. Was it night later or the week after? He was like, yeah, she called me straight away.
I did. I was like, I'm calling daddy. No, don't call daddy.
My mum used to do this thing when we were younger, where we'd leave somewhere. So if we were naughty, she'd be like, wait till I get you home. And as soon as we got in the car, she'd just start doing this. She'd clap. Oh. Well, we're not going there again.
I might try that one next time. I'm going to try that next time. See if that works.
We haven't actually had a play date since, but we will put one in.
But is that why? Am I just, you're just trying to avoid me? I don't blame you. He's really full on.
I think Buzz and Buddy were just as hectic, to be honest.
No, they weren't. I was thinking they were dream children in comparison.
Shut up.
No, they all have their moments, don't they? They all have the days. I mean, Bobby's desperate to come back. He loved it. I thought, I bet you did.
I think that thing, though, we do feel when we go out places, there is that, like, oh, are they going to behave?
You can't, like, discipline them the same way. I know it sounds a bit over the top, but if I'm at home, like, I'm not crazy strict, but I do stick to things that I say.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I say you're going on the step, he does go on, but I'm like, oh, you can't really go on the step at somebody's
house.
It's
so funny, isn't it? I feel like I can't mother in the same way when I'm out.
Yeah, you can't. But that's what they know that. Yeah. That's why they push you so much. That's why I'm like, why have I got no control? And it's because he knows I can't do any of the things that I'd normally do. Quite clever, really.
Does the way in which you say stuff change as well? Because I'm always like, come on now, Buzz. Yeah. We don't do that now, do we, Buzz?
Bobby, hoping that he'll like see the fear in my eyes, like, Bobby, come on. And really at home, I'd literally be like, Bobby, get on the set.
You have 5 seconds to stop doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? It's just, it keeps life entertaining though.
It does.
But let's do another one and I'll like give him a good old talking to before. You'll be able to tell I've just like completely stripped any personality from him. I'm only joking.
To be honest, I have literally been, not because I think the week after I went to Oman on the trip. Yeah. So since then I have been ridiculously busy, but you know, I'm thrilled now.
The challenge.
I'm up for bring them over.
Okay.
Baby Cole's walking now. I mean, because I was worried because Buddy is a bit of a basher.
It's common though at that age.
Yeah.
Cole's partial to a bit of bashing now and
again. Really?
Yeah, but it's normal,
it's
isn't
he'll fight back.
Obviously, I think Buddy was two, or not even quite two.
No,
he turned two in February. He wasn't even two, but like Bobby's like, if they're walking, it's fair game. And I'm like, no, he's a baby. Like, that's what I say daily. Baby Cole's a baby, hence why I keep saying baby Cole.
Oh.
But no, he's like, nah, if they're walking and, you know, talking a bit, then no, we're on an even keel.
So did you always know that you wanted children?
Yes. Like, I literally have always been maternal. Like, even from being, like, really quite young, like really? A teenager, like, I always pictured how I would feel, like, how I would look pregnant. And believe me, it was nothing like what it ended up to be.
Well, it's always just a pillow up your top, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not really like you should put extra pillows down your legs and down your arms, really.
Yeah, no. But no, I think because I'm one of four as well, like, I'm from a big family and we were all so close growing up. I just always knew that I'd have kids, yeah.
And was it how you thought it would be?
No, not at all. Do you know what?
Because your sister's had children as well, so you've been quite, you know, you've had children in your immediate family.
Yeah, so my older sister had one a couple of years before me, which did put me off for a few years. I was sort of ready, and then I saw how hard it was. I was like, okay, maybe I can leave it another couple of years. Nothing prepares you for it. Like, I really thought, as you said, I've seen it, I've helped her out, I'd looked after my oldest nephew, Billy, a few times. But when it's you, it's just like something I can't even explain. I always felt like I was so like competent at most things and able, and like I never really relied on anybody for anything until I gave birth, and I literally felt like I was just stripped of all of that and like, help me, somebody.
Did you find it easy to say help, or did you try and keep in control of everything and keep in charge of everything?
Yeah, no, I didn't actually, because I'd already seen that my sister had found it hard, and I thought, do you know what, it just is really hard. Like, I remember my mum's sister coming round like the day after I got back from the hospital, and obviously, you know what it's like the first night or whatever, you're literally up we were up like literally every hour syringing into his mouth because he wouldn't feed.
Yeah, we did that, yeah.
All of that breastfeeding drama, but I literally opened the door to them both and just went, like, help me, what the hell have I done? And it got better from that point.
But I found that if there were any guests that weren't like my brother or my sister or my mum or dad or my in-laws, I'd be like, hi, guys, keep them there, come in, get a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But as soon as it was people that were actually close to me who have seen me at my lowest ebb anyway, I could kind of be like,
Yeah, I think I tried to avoid like letting anybody not that close come too early
so
on.
Sensible.
Yeah, I think my sister said that to me. She was like, just don't do it, because it's just too... It's too hard, and yeah. especially with the feeding thing, it just puts like an extra pressure on you. And I think this, like with Cole, I let people come earlier, and I think
I
in a way
I
tried.
People
to,
weren't that fast second time.
They're not as they're not as bothered. So, but yeah, I think I was more comfortable with the whole thing, so it was yeah. easier. But yeah, I mean, nothing prepares you for that. But it's just the most incredible thing in the world as well. It just makes me want to just keep having babies. But then I'm like, but it's so hard.
now it's so
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now it's so hard.
I liken those first 3 weeks to hell, which yep. is, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, oh, I can see that. Definitely.
It was completely different to what I thought it would be.
Well, yeah, because you've got this idea in your head that they're going to, you know, crawl out and just start feeding, and it's just going to be this, you know, amazing little bubble between you. I know from reading your book, obviously, that you struggled with feeding yeah. as well. And that was like, actually, probably in the first few months, that was a massive, massive thing for me. That was the hardest yeah. part of the whole baby thing. Like, obviously, the lack of sleep's hard, but when they're not feeding and you've got that pressure, it's just awful. Mm. Like, it's just so terrifying, and you don't know what to do for the best. You don't know whether to just stop trying, give them the bottle. And I mean, when I actually think of some of the nights me and Justin had, ludicrous is what
really?
I say, literally him like squeezing the milk out of me, syringing it into his mouth like two drops every couple of hours. I'm like, what? Why did we do that? But we both were like, no, he needs to get the best that he's going to get. And we got there in the end, but it took, you know, it took months
yeah.
for him to feed properly. It's just like, oh, and those vile nipple shields. Oh. We had to use them.
Oh, well, but I use them with bars, and to be honest, it helped me so much.
Oh, no, it worked.
I don't think I would have been doing it.
I couldn't have done it without them, no way. But then you've got that added drama to deal with.
Putting them on. You can't really feed discreetly with a nipple shield.
No, exactly. There's no, well, by the end, I'd found ways, but no, it's not easy at all.
Yeah. And then trying to get them off that.
Trying to get them off it, yeah. Bobby preferred the nipple shield, so it was always hard with him. Cole was all right once he was done; he was fine. But yeah, it's just like a whole new world, isn't it? It's like you just enter into this whole new world that every other mum knows exists, but you
but
don't.
But when you're in it, you're like, why wasn't I told about any of this?
Well, I know I said that to my sister though, because she was quite honest about how hard the sleeping thing was because Billy didn't sleep at all and stuff. But I was like, why didn't you say how painful the feeding is? Like, what is wrong with you? She said, I think I was just so distracted by so many other things I was finding hard, and he did actually feed. So I was like, okay, I'll just take the pain. I was like, yeah, I would have liked a bit of warning about that, to be honest.
I can remember going to a wedding at 10 weeks. So Buzz was 10 weeks old. And I can remember I had a couple of friends who were also like new mums, and they were feeding. And I can remember saying to them, you know, people say that, you know, it stops hurting after a while, but mine still hurts at the beginning, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it? And they both just looked at me blankly, like, no, it's not meant to. And I was like, But the thing is, it worked. They were working, he was growing.
Yeah, no,
and
exactly.
then literally, I think at 3 months, he just grew. His mouth changed and everything, and suddenly everything changed
fine.
And it was easy.
Yeah, that's what it was like with Cole.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, it was worth it.
Yeah.
But yeah, with both of mine, they were always gaining weight and they were feeding, and I had loads of milk, so I felt like, well, I should do it. I should try. Yeah. I mean, it's going to go to waste. but no, that was a challenge for sure, and feeding in public is hard.
Yeah, how did you find that?
Well, I think obviously because you do know that some people might recognise you, there's no kind of pretending it's not worse. It is worse. Like, I did at those times just wish I was anonymous.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, you don't want somebody looking over like, oh, is that Kimberly's boob? Yeah, it's Kimberly's boob. Yeah.
Well, I had this I had this weird thing in my head, which is completely irrational, that someone would take a photo of me and post it somewhere on Twitter or something.
Well, they could.
They could. Yeah.
So you try to be so discreet, but then actually sometimes you get in such a fluster, don't you? Yeah. I did used to find that hard. I'm not going to lie. I did a fair few feeds in the toilet alone.
Yeah.
I did. And I used to be a bit envious of like my sister and my friends that were anonymous, that were just like, you know, whacking it out and getting on with it. Because I thought, God, it looks so easy. But yeah, with Cole, I got better and I got braver actually.
I found second time around, and also because you can't really think about it that much because you've got the first one to look after.
And you just think, actually, do you know what? Who cares? Just get on with it.
It's a boob.
Yeah, it's a boob. and they need feeding or they're going to scream this restaurant down, so let's do this. And I don't really want to go and sit in a freezing cold toilet. But I remember reading actually in your book that you'd like plan everything around when they were going to feed, and I did that with the first, definitely, so that I could avoid feeding, like literally, okay, I've got a window to take him somewhere and get back in time to feed. Silly though, isn't
it? But then if they started crying before their feed, I'd be I'd kind of be like, I know that I could feed you, but then if I feed you, then I'm going outside of that 3-hour window, like, then I have to do it now, and my boob. And
so dramatic, I know.
It is, and it's just
and then
so
they start letting
stupid,
down anyway.
And now I'm leaking. Oh, no. That's the thing though, isn't it? You're so caught up in it. And I think for me, second time round, all of that stuff that was in my head before, I kind of just didn't give it a second thought.
I'm the same as you. Yeah, you just let it go, don't you? You're just grateful that they're just feeding and you just get on with it.
Yeah. I mean, second time out, I squirted at my friend across the table.
Did you? Accident,
yeah.
It can go pretty far.
I'm surprised. They don't tell you that.
It's shocking at times. Shocking it is.
It's like a superpower. Pew, pew.
You're like Spider-Man. How cool am I?
But you and Justin, like me and Tom, but it's like finding this new level.
Oh, the levels that you go to once you've had children, though. Yeah. You can never go back from those, can you?
No, you can't.
The place that you go together is deep.
But it brings you closer together.
But it actually does. Yeah. I know people always say that. And I know people say that sometimes having babies is like the biggest strain on your relationship, which obviously it can be at times. But for us, I really feel like it brought us even closer together, like massively. I just feel like you feel like, I'm so grateful that you gave me these amazing children. You kind of have that, I don't know. It's another level. Because we've been together so long before we had kids.
Same as us,
you guys.
Yeah.
So you kind of think, I'm not really going to find any more love for him, surely. And then you're like, oh, actually, I've got a little bit more.
just a little, because the rest
child
of all the boys,
it's a little bit more for you.
So if he wants you to keep loving him a little bit more.
Yeah, then we're going to keep having kids, I'm afraid. We're not done.
And what was the easiest or the toughest bit, going from none to one or one to two?
Oh, the first few months of the first were really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
Actually, and then it was kind of the same with going from one to two, just the first few months, because Bobby was still quite young, so he was only just over two.
Yeah, same.
So he was still, so you have to watch them a lot. They're not babies, but you can't take your eyes off them. And I just felt at times like, oh gosh, should I have done this? Like, am I actually going to be able to keep both of them safe? And then after about 6 months...
You can't take it back, though, Kimberly.
I can't. I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe this is a big mistake. And then 6 months down the line, Bobby just sort of hit a point where I could trust him slightly more.
Yeah.
And that really helped. I was like, okay, I can literally leave you
for
2 minutes.
Become a little bit more independent.
Yeah. And that was really good. Because, the first few months of bed and bath time, we're just like, okay, this is ridiculous. And we had a fair few, like, four in the bed scenarios at night time. And both of us were like, what have we done? This was all fine with Bobby. He slept like a dream. This was great. And then,
See, Buddy's never been in our bed.
No, mine don't sleep with us, actually.
Oh, okay.
They don't, thankfully, they don't associate sleeping with being in our bed, if that makes sense. Yeah. So this is the times when they were four in the bed scenarios was when, obviously, Cole was still in our room because I was still feeding, and then Bobby would be ill, of course, obviously, you know, when you really need it.
Yeah.
So then I'd bring him in because I'd just be like, I don't know what else to do. But no, they've never been ones to come and sleep in the bed either.
Buzz loved it. He was fine until about 10 and a half months. Then we took him to Australia. I basically ruined things by, trying to take him away.
Ooh.
And because we were in a hotel room, all in the same room, and trying to get him to get over jet lag and stuff, I'd kind of rock him to sleep. I'd never done that before.
We all do that, though. Yeah. Every holiday you go on ruins the sleep.
Ruins it.
So what me and my friends now govern whether we're going to go on holiday around whether our children are sleeping. Like, one of my friends is literally like, might actually cancel my holiday because they are sleeping at the moment and they won't be if
so
I go.
So hard, isn't it?
It's really hard.
But that Australia trip, literally, it's still affecting our sleeping with Buzz.
Yeah.
And he loves running in and getting into our bed.
Does he?
Yeah.
See, I always thought I'd quite like that, but they just don't associate with sleep. So even, like I say, when I bring them in is usually when they're poorly and I just can't settle them and I'm just too tired. So I just think, well, let's try.
Yeah.
But they just wake up and start, like, hitting me in the face. I'm like, no, this is not working at all. So then it's like, pass him over to Justin. Oh. And then we just both try and eventually they just give in, don't they? Yeah. Eventually.
Have the boys started playing together yet?
They do play quite well together now, actually. It's funny because Cole's much shyer than Bobby. Like, he's much more kind of retiring. But with Bobby, he kind of gives as good as he gets. I'm so glad because I just had this vision of, because Bobby's such a big character, that Cole would just be like trembling in the corner, like afraid of his own brother. But he's not. He's not scared of Bobby. He's like, if Bobby takes something from him, he's straight over there, snatches it back. He's not really talking, but we know what he wants and what he means. Bobby's really good with him. Yeah. Like, the majority of the time, he's lovely with him. Obviously, there's moments where I catch a little headlock here and there and I'm like, okay, still not ready to be left alone, but he loves him, they adore each other, and Cole finds him hilarious.
Aww.
So that helps sometimes.
I love, that's one thing I absolutely love, when they laugh at each other.
Yeah, they just do, don't they? Yeah. They just have that bond, like, immediately, and they do find each other so funny.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I'm probably going to see that more and more, and I guess that's good, isn't it? Because they entertain each other a bit. Yeah. They're so close in age.
Yeah, and they make up games together and stuff.
Yeah, it's so cute. I think it's lovely actually having two boys.
Yeah.
Because they, God, like, Bobby's into stormtroopers at the moment after our Disneyland Paris trip, because there was he'd never seen a stormtrooper before that, but now everything's about stormtroopers. So he goes around, you know, pretending to be a stormtrooper. So now Cole, at the age of one, is going around with a stickle brick that he's made into a gun, shooting people. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Before any words, he's making gun sounds, thanks to Bobby. But I'm like, okay, well, at least you both like doing the same thing.
Someone got us a pistol, like a potato shooter thing the other day.
Oh,
and even then I was like, I don't know how I feel
put
about
it in
this.
The potato.
Yeah, because it feels very different to like a storm blastery thing, doesn't it?
It feels like more like a real gun. Yeah. But I think boys just need to get out of the system sometimes.
It's so wild.
But if we go to your house and you've got that potato gun, I'm going on the way home to pick one of those up. He would love it.
I found, because you've got the same gap as me, I found that I couldn't help but compare the two. So just in terms of like, oh, what was Buzz doing at this point? Like,
all
a video will flash up and like, I can't help but do it.
I still do it now. Like, Bobby was such an early talker.
Yep.
And Cole's saying nothing. And it's really weird to me. I am being a little bit impatient with him. And Justin's like, all right, leave him alone.
But Buddy's only really started saying stuff now.
Yeah. It can. I mean, some kids don't really speak much till they're nearly three. But because he was so early, I'm like, why is he not saying anything? Like, why is he just like pointing and grunting? But yeah, they're all so different.
Yeah.
Development-wise, they were quite similar though, like walking and physically. So that's been quite, they're all the same. But yeah, Bobby talked so early that I think it'll be strange if it takes Cole a while. But then I kind of know what, you get to know what they need quicker, don't you? So they don't really need to. Like, I can tell what he wants most of the time.
Yeah, Buddy's he knows exactly what he wants and he'll communicate it, but not necessarily with words.
Exactly.
Whereas my friends have a baby who's 3 weeks younger than Buddy, and she's like saying full sentences.
Yeah, they do. They do at such different stages. Yeah. And there's no right or wrong, is there? I think it's if you can mimic, and Bobby could literally just mimic anything you said to him and then they talk really early. But otherwise, I think they just take it all in, don't say anything, and then just start talking.
Yeah.
Actually, I might just enjoy the peace because Bobby talks a lot. So maybe it'll be quite nice to have one that can't answer back for a while. I'll just make the most of it.
When does he turn two?
December.
Oh, okay.
So a little while.
Yeah.
And Bobby will be four in September. Which makes me feel a bit weird.
Buzz has just turned four.
I don't like it. I keep saying, oh, you're not a baby anymore. But now he uses it like to pull at my heartstrings and he'll go, I'm not a baby anymore, Mummy. Look at me, how big I am. Like, trying to make me sad. I'm like, I don't want to.
A moment. So the last day that Buzz was three, the day before his birthday, Tom said to him, Buzz, this is the last full day that you're three. And I was like, I'm just not ready for that. And it makes me a bit emotional.
Yeah.
Me and Tom just both started crying. Yeah. We're buzzed like, yeah, yeah. That's
no,
there,
I can't
that's
bear
there.
It. I feel like that's a bit of a turning point as well. Three
it's
to four.
It's funny, isn't it?
I do, because three's still a toddler, sort yeah. of. And four's like, oh, they're heading towards school. I can't.
What are we
going
to be like when they get to double digits?
Oh, I actually don't know. I am a bit emotional these days. I didn't used to be.
Really?
Just since having kids. Just broke down a barrier.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't help it now. I cry at everything.
Yeah. It's good to let it out, I think.
I think so.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you're very busy. You're very busy.
I'm getting busier. I am getting a little bit busier. But actually, like, I'm so lucky. Like, compared to a lot of mums that obviously have to sort of make that decision and go back to work after 9 months or a year. You know, for me and for you, it's not quite the same, is it? We don't have to go back 9 to 5 every day. So actually, I feel very lucky that I can sort of balance it as best as I can and still spend a lot of time with the boys. Like, I don't feel that I've been away from Cole much at all, and he's like 15 months,
yeah,
so I've done
nice.
Pretty well with him, and I still have time with the two of them, you know, together. But also, I need a little bit of time away.
Yeah.
I think I said to you earlier that, you know, when I go to work is actually a day off.
Yeah.
Feels like going to a spa. And then when I go back to them, I've missed them so much that I'm like a better mum.
Yeah.
And I've got kind of a, you know, more energy. So,
it's
yeah,
funny,
isn't
I think
balance.
So many of us feel guilty about having that, whatever it is that takes us away from our kids, whether it is that bit of actual like pamper time or whether it's going to work, you feel guilty for not being there.
Yeah,
but
you
actually,
do.
It kind of recharges you in some ways.
I do think you need it, definitely. It's just sometimes you're so in it that you can't look at it from an outside, can you? So, if you do go into the normal world, like real world, as I call it, and speak to some adults, you're like, okay, no. And then you miss them and you want to get on with, you know, soft play again and whatever else you're going to fill your day
soft
with.
I'm always really worried about the mangle, though, that I'm going to get stuck.
I think soft plays are terrifying, but they love it, don't they? And like, so I've got two boys. I spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. It's quite funny sometimes with my week how different each day can be.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally be in soft play hell, as I call it, one day, and then the next day I'll be at a lovely event having lunch and, you know, presenting an award or something. And I'm like, you know, it's good. It keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
You know where you're at.
Yeah.
And actually, if I was working every day, I'd resent and I'd want to be at home with the boys. And if I was with the boys every single day, I'd probably want to work. So a good balance is what I'm aiming for.
Yeah. Have you done a West End run while having the children?
I only did a short run in Elf.
Oh, of course.
When Bobby was about 14 months, which was fine because it was only like 3 months and then obviously the rehearsal time before, but it was still really hard.
Well, it's all your bedtimes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I hated it. I used to FaceTime Justin every night when he was bathing Bobby.
Yeah.
That was when I was kind of doing my makeup. So I'd see him every night before bed. But I hated not being there. It's one of my favourite times, actually. Like, not the bed and bath time routine, but just like putting them to bed and having that little bit of time. So I found that hard.
Especially with like our boys. I mean, I know boys are different and there are some girls who are as wild as our boys.
Yeah.
But I think that's the time where they're chilled.
Yes.
Reading that bedtime story, suddenly they're sitting.
You actually get them still for a couple of minutes. I know, that's why I love it so much. So true. Did find that hard. And obviously you're going to work at the time where, like, most mums are kind of winding down and getting ready to kind of get the wine out at 7 o'clock. And I'm like going off to work to do a show and get back at 11 and then still getting up. So yeah, it was hard.
But then you're tired then the next day and that affects how you are. And
yeah, and he went through a really bad, like, teething phase as well, so he wasn't sleeping that well when he had been previously. So it was hard, but I loved being back on stage, but I just feel like I need to leave it a little bit longer before I kind of do any kind of long contract like that, because they grow up so fast, like we're just saying, like it flies by and I don't want to miss it, and then you can't get that back. Like, once they hit a certain point, they're not bothered about sitting with you before bed, but they still are at the moment, so I'm going to make the most of it.
And it's hard, especially with those runs, though, because 3 months is a short run. But, you know, we get into bigger shows and it's like a year.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do like a year minimum, and I just couldn't do that. No way. I don't think I'd ever do that, actually.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It's part of what I've always done, and it was lovely to be back on stage. But I'm always kind of like, any short runs going on? Any
for a week,
2 weekers, maybe?
A weekend?
Christmas
weekend.
Shows? Yeah.
Coming from that world of being in a band.
Yes.
And getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And letting your body do whatever it wants to do. Like, was that really tough? Because when you're pregnant, you don't have any control over what your body's doing. You know, it does go to your arms and your legs and...
Yeah, it does. I always knew that I would never be, like, the pregnant woman with the football up a jumper. Let's be honest. You know this about yourself before it happens. Yeah. And I would always put weight on, like, my, you know, legs and hips and arm and everywhere.
Yeah.
So I knew that was coming. Hence, again, why I waited till after the band, because I think that would have been really hard, actually, to do that, like, whilst being in a band. That would have been awful. I've always been quite, you know, curvy, which is a really annoying word, but you know what I mean. But the one thing that was always pretty small was my waist, and obviously that's the thing that you lose when you're pregnant, so it is hard. Like, it is really hard. You're like, I don't know how to dress this body or anything. But I didn't really care that much, I'll be honest. I think I was actually so glad that I didn't need to bother dieting, that I just totally just embraced it. And I know that's not the right thing to do, because I probably put on way more than I needed to. But I was just glad to not have to care, because I had that excuse, I'm pregnant. Yeah, well, I'm pregnant, so yeah. And then the second time round, I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to have quite so much weight to lose.
Oh, really?
So I was slightly more careful, I think. Actually, I don't think there was much difference, really.
Really?
Like, I think your body just does what it does, and you've just got to accept it. And believe me, there'll be no crop tops worn for the rest of my life. But I have two beautiful boys to show for it, so it's fine. Yeah, no, the body thing's hard. Like, I'm still kind of, like, waiting for it to kick in this time with Cole. Like,
really?
That's not to say I can't be bothered. I just don't have the urge to, like, start, like, really exercising and getting my body back to what it was. I don't know what it is.
But that's the thing, though, isn't it? I think it's always about waiting for you to feel like, I'm ready. I want to do that now, rather than being told it or having a pressure put on you, which I imagine you probably had in the band.
Well, I think I would have put that on myself if
I was
still in the band more so.
Right, okay.
I'd be like, okay, I need to, for everybody else, I need to look a certain way. But yeah, it's really weird. I just think I have to be, in my head, I have to just decide that, okay, I want to get fit again, and then I'll do it. And I do spend a lot of time running around after those boys. Yeah. So to work out before the day starts or at the end, at the moment, it's just not happening for me, I'm afraid. it might. I think when the sun comes out and the reality of, like, wearing swimwear comes into play, I might be like, okay.
I mean, I'm a swimming costume all the way now.
Yeah.
I'm not a bikini person now.
No, but I just... any kind of swimwear just fills me with dread, to be honest. But, you know, it's got to be done. I just go for the old drop the caftan at the side and shift in and hope for the best. And even that sort of thing I'm less bothered about now if I'm on holiday, because I'm like, well, actually, I just want to have a nice time with my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be bothered if there was pictures, don't be, you know, don't get me wrong.
Well,
it would bother me.
And sometimes that pops up in places that you least expect it.
Yeah.
And we all know that some are set up.
I've never done that from the pictures of me that have been out there. I've just never got that memo. So I'm always like getting washed up on the
scene. Why would I want to ever do that? Yeah. Have someone take photos of me in a bikini?
I know, but I think that's the point, isn't it? They can then make them look good, but yeah. I just never ever think like that.
I remember you doing a video for me, actually, and I was like, being a mummy, so one of the ones that we're going to finish this bit, and you were like, all the bodily fluids.
Yeah, literally, at the end of every day, I was covered in snot, poo, sick. I mean, there's nothing else really that could come into play. Oh. I'm out of that zone.
Yeah, that's nice.
You see, they are all a zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, very rarely get sicked on.
Although when it is sicked on,
it's really sick.
Adult sick is just, it's another
adult
level.
Adult sick and adult poo are both on different levels, actually. But thankfully, I don't need to deal with much of it anymore.
So no, Buzz was sick over, well, no, Buddy was sick over me, and then literally 2 weeks ago, and then Buzz was also like sick all over time.
Oh, I did get sicked on recently, actually. Yeah. You just reminded me of the other day. I was semi-dressed, fully sicked over, literally.
No!
Like, Justin!
Think back to how different your life was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was never sicked on. Never sicked on.
Maybe after a night out, but not...
Even those things, though, you reminisce about those, don't you? Like, you reminisce about the time, remember that time that they were really poorly and they were sick. Like, everything, you just find some joy in after the event.
Yeah.
Not always at the time, but after the event.
I mean, the day that Buddy was sick on me, literally, it was at night time, and it only got to the end of the last, like the next day. I hadn't washed my hair in the morning. And I was like, why could I still smell sick? It's because I hadn't washed my hair.
Oh, yeah.
It was still in there. It's still a bit of pasta.
The smell of sick does not go, does it?
It's
literally
disgusting.
No chance.
So talking about mummy friends,
yes.
Did you go to baby groups or anything like that with Bobby?
I did, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, it was actually quite liberating in a way to become a mum and meet loads of... Oh, it sounds so stupid saying normal mums, but like before being a mum, I generally was always with the band, always just with them in a car.
Yeah.
Didn't generally meet that many people. And once you become a mum, it opens you up to like this new club, and you actually do just get chatting to people because it's the one thing that you've always got something in common.
Yeah.
You can always talk about your kids, and if they're a similar age, then it's just easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I actually did force myself a little bit to do it with Bobby because I felt I was doing it more for him at that. When I started to go, I was like, don't want him to miss out just because I, you know, might feel worried about meeting new people, just have to do it, bite the bullet, da, da, da. And actually it was so fine. I was really proud of myself. I was like, this is actually fine. Like,
when
this
you
is
realise
good.
That actually you get so much out of it.
And I did, and met some lovely people. And it's just nice to chat to people and just, chat all things baby related. Because actually, they're the people that want to listen, like the people that are in the same boat. Yeah. And I liked it, and he loved it. He did get a lot out of it. So, I haven't done as many with Cole, though, and I do feel guilty. I'm going to start.
I think most second-time moms are the same.
I think that's what happens, I'm going to do a few, I've decided.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to at least book
when
him
he's
in
18,
for something.
We'll start some classes.
You just don't need to as much, do you? Because the older one entertains them, and you're also, like, working around their schedule, so it's, sometimes it's hard to fit it in. But, no, I did find the mummy groups helped a little bit, and they help to like structure your day a little bit, don't they? You know, if you've got nothing planned, sometimes it can feel a bit like, especially with one. With two, it just kind of flies by, and you're like, oh, okay, there it is. There it is. Time to bed. Put them to bed.
But I also think like having like a WhatsApp group or whatever, of just, like no pressure to meet up or anything, just having that sounding board to kind of just chat all things mum helps.
Well, I've got like WhatsApp groups with my friends, and there's literally like anything can go on there. We're so close, and we've been friends for so long. It's so helpful though, because there's always somebody that's been through what what you're worrying about, whether it's like a little rash or, you know, sickness bug, or, you know, you just get advice about daft things, but just, you don't want to be like going to the doctors every day. You're like, what about this? What about that? So I tend to like go around all my friends first. And then if they don't have an answer, I'll be like, okay, maybe I should go to the doctors. But it helps massively to have people to talk to about stuff, definitely. Mm-hmm. And my mum's great, obviously. She had four kids, so she's pretty knowledgeable most of the time. So she's actually got five grandsons, my mum. My sister's got three boys and I've got two. So.
All boys?
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got 6, 4, 3 and 2 1-year-olds. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty loud. I mean, sometimes when they're all at mine, I'm just like, this could not be any more chaotic. And I grew up with mostly girls.
Yeah.
So it's like turned full circle on us. I like a loud house.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good thing. I actually do think, like, if I go on and have more kids, if I did have a girl, I feel a bit sorry for her, to be honest.
Are you a little bit scared of having a girl?
I don't really know what I feel about it. Yeah, people are always like, you're going to get this all the time now. Yep. Yeah. Do you want a girl?
Are you going for a third?
Actually, I can't choose, so should we just see what happens, maybe? I'll just have a baby. But they are going to do that. Yeah, and they will do that to me if I get pregnant again. But yeah, when you've got two, you're just so used to boys, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I do think, would she be all right with them too? Like, so yeah,
well,
I don't know.
My sister's got a little girl and Buzz and Bobby are so protective of her.
That's cute.
So protective.
Yeah, that's cute. And I guess you get, well, so you can sort of get used to the girl thing a little bit through her.
But yeah, but it's a different world, I feel.
Yeah, it is a different world. It is. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm pining.
No, that's good.
I really don't.
I don't feel like that. I never felt like that, though. I always wanted a boy first.
Really?
So when I got my boy, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And then now I just think, clearly we can only have boys in our family, so that's what's going to happen. I'm just really going to struggle with names because there's so many boys around me. I'm like, all the names
that
I like
have gone.
Well, we've
done two Bs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so what do we do? Like, do we carry that on? Is it a thing? Have we turned that into a thing?
Maybe you might have to.
Ugh.
But it's tricky.
Yeah. Buzz is loving Big Hero 6 at the moment, so Baymax is totally...
Bay.
Quite
cute.
That's not an exclusive. That's definitely not.
Yeah, no. Who knows what it'll be?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, though.
Whatever will be. I just really think with that, it's whatever's meant for you and you just got to go with it.
Yeah.
You know. And think about how much free time we'll get as they get older and they start going to football and golf. And
well, someone's talking to me about holidays where they go on holiday now and they actually relax.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know that these exist.
They relax and they let their kids just go off and swim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I really do look forward to those times.
Because holidays are absolutely amazing, but they're also very full on.
They're just not ever... a holiday as you think of a holiday before you have kids.
And I bring back the naps.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just let them nap again. They're five, but let them have... It's true, I was actually thinking that. We're going away in May and I was thinking, I wonder if Bobby might have a cheeky nap still if I really tire him out in the morning. It's the only time of the entire day that you can actually rest.
Yeah.
And the worst thing for me on holidays when they're so young is trying to go out for dinner. I don't know why I tried to do it. What is the point? What is the point?
It makes everyone miserable.
Yeah, it does. I'm literally like, yeah, I'm having a really nice time. As Bobby starts throwing things across the table, I'm like, no, let's not do this.
Well, we actually, with my siblings, we rented a villa the last year. And it was
that's
the best thing
way.
Ever. Yeah. Give them dinner or even all eat together still.
But
put them to bed at a usual time and then everyone else can just... chill out.
Yeah, I really made the mistake last summer of trying to go out and I wouldn't do that again, not at this
really?
Age. Yeah, the villa thing works.
Yeah.
It does, because you still get your evening.
Yeah. I mean, we used it wisely.
Yeah.
You know? We drank some drinks and we played Uno.
Yeah.
That's literally all you need.
Yeah. That's all you need. No, I love a family villa holiday. That is the easiest of all holiday and experiences.
I really do think so.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're in a hotel room from 7.
And
or
hotel rooms don't work with kids at all, do they? Well, they don't.
No.
My kids wouldn't sleep in the same room while we were sat up watching TV. Literally, we'd have to go to sleep at 7 o'clock. They'd both be like, hello?
Well, we've just done that thing. So Buddy is out of his cot now.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you can climb out of it.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think I must be the only person in England that managed to keep their child in a cot bed for about 3 years. Bobby has only just, like 6 months ago, come out of his cot bed.
No.
It was miraculous. And in the end, I actually just made him, like, I was like, do you know what? This isn't fair. I know he's not climbing out, but come on, the pod kid needs a bit of release. Like, so I said to Justin, I know.
Was he climbing out? Was he just not bothered?
No, not climbing out, just chilling. Liz there in the morning, just chilling. Mum! And I quite liked it because he just gave me an extra, like, half hour in the morning while he laid there. But eventually I was like, no, let's give him his freedom. But yeah, I saw that obviously that he'd come out. So how did that go? Because that's quite young.
Well, he's really young, yeah.
It's a normal age. It's a normal age, actually. But for me, it's like, oh, what happened then?
Well, so we decided, because I shared with my siblings growing up, but I shared, like, so I think Mario had his own room, first of all, and then Georgie did, so I shared with both of them.
Yeah, we shared.
Yeah. And I love it. I felt like it was such a massive part of my childhood.
Yeah.
So I thought, I always wanted them to share.
Yeah.
And so we thought, you know, it's that thing, oh, let's get beds. And then all of a sudden they delivered really much sooner than we thought they would. But we thought we'd keep him in his cot for a little while anyway, and take the side down. But then as soon as the bed went up, he was putting out his pillow and his blanket, so he claimed a bed, and it was lovely. So we've got, like, sides that we put on, you know, those ones that you buy, and it's gone great.
Has it? Does he stay in his bed?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, the other night he wouldn't give Buzz a kiss goodnight. It's really sweet. You wouldn't give Buzz a kiss goodnight. You know, he does that little game. But we left them and went downstairs. Buzz fell asleep straight away. It was his birthday, so he was just zonked.
Yeah.
And we watched on the monitor, because that's what I do now for about 10 minutes. Yeah. Just seeing what's happening. And Buddy got out of his bed, went over to Buzz and kissed him twice and went, night, night.
And went back to his bed. Oh, that's so cute.
So
adorable. I really want mine to share.
I end every episode with asking, well, with you finishing three sentences.
Okay.
You've done it before.
I have.
Yeah, this is going to be well easy.
Okay.
But probably different now because the kids are at different ages.
Yeah.
Being a mum means?
Do you know what? It means being part of a new club. And I quite like it. I like being part of this new club that everybody can share. And also, it means to me that I have a newfound respect for my own mum because I know what we put her through.
Are you closer to your mum now?
We've always been really close, but now I literally look at her every day and think, how? I don't understand how. Yeah. For, with such small age gaps, how? And she's
really?
Just literally just lets everything go over her head. I don't know. I couldn't do it. So, yeah. That's what I think. Newfound respect.
The next one is, since being a mum,
Since being a mum, I am no longer the ice queen.
Oh.
My siblings used to say I was the ice
really?
Queen.
Really? You're that unemotional?
I'm warm as a character.
Yeah.
But to make me cry, it had to be something quite serious. So they'd always be really worried if I was, like, properly upset. Whereas now I think they're like, oh, whatever. It literally broke something down. And it's never been the same since. It just, yeah. I think it's good though. I think it's a good thing.
It's an amazing thing.
Let it out now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is Justin the same?
I'm soft. He's so soft. He's even softer than me. I'm like, I'm not saying he cries regularly, but he's very soft as a dad, to be honest.
Oh.
It's cute.
And I'm happy when?
When I'm putting my babies to bed.
Oh.
Because they're still. They're still for more than a minute. No, with Cole, I get to do the cuddly milk thing, which I just absolutely adore. And he's so cute at that time of night.
Yeah.
And Bobby, it is the only time that he'll, like, lie and chat to me, like, on
it's
a level.
Lovely, isn't
and,
it?
Like, talk to me about stuff, or I get little snippets here that I just wouldn't get out of him in the day when he's just, like, stormtroopering it up the entire day. So, although it's, you know, it's not because they're going to bed, although that's also sometimes joyful. It's more that I get that time with them both.
Yeah, it's just calmer, isn't it?
And much calmer. Yeah, sort of putting them to bed or the cuddles in the morning, the only times that I really get them. And then the rest of the time, I'm just like, which one shall I try and catch first?
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in
Thanks
and having a chat on the podcast.
Me.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.